Arratsaldeon, Lejos del Mar sail ofizialeko emanaldi bereziaren prentzaurrekoa egingo dugu orain.
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Let's commence the press conference of the official section film, special projection, Far From the Sea. We've got the director, scriptwriter, Imanol Uribe, and actress and, Elena Anaya, Eduardo Fernandez, and José Luis García Pérez, and Antonio Pérez, producer, with us. And they're eagerly awaiting your first questions, please. First question, here on the front row. Good afternoon. Imanol, we're used to seeing very good performances, great performances for you, and you've performed very difficult roles in your career. I would like to know whether this character that you've portrayed, whether it's a great performance or not. No, it isn't. No, I'll tell you later whether I think of that or not. Whether this character has demanded a greater effort in order to understand who the character was. Yes, it is something that did something in his life that he deeply regrets, and he has to coexist with that all his life. An actor, well, like all of us, we've got a lot of drawers. You have to open up the right drawer for each character. I have not done anything that I regret very much, but there are some that I could regret. It's an idea of opening up that drawer and extending it even further within that. He's a character that I do and I want to understand, but I can't judge as an actor to portray him correctly, and he's paid his price within what the society organizes to continue to live as a society. And within that, and the question that the character asks himself is that he's got a right to live, I've got a right to be happy and to have a new life, and that's the question that the character asks society, and intimately the character asks himself this. That's what it's all about. That is, say, how a series of characters, especially if they find two people that have a very deep injury all over life, and I'm responsible and she's not, and that deep scar happened at the same time, and that's what links them together, and how this character confronts intimately on his own, on a human level, that fact, and how he confronts the world and copes with the world to a flower, seeing a flower after 20-odd years in jail, to getting in front of a camera or a bottle of clean water. So therefore, that's the work I had to do, and the truth is, I was very attractive for me to carry out and portray this role. Imanol, I asked you a couple of years ago in Moravia, Juliette Binoche said for her acting was declaring one's love. Do you could share that definition? And as regards your work in this film, Far From the Sea, Lejos del Mar, what did it mean for you to work with what many think are one of the best European actors, as Edouard is? The question was for the actress, Elena Anaya. I'm not too sure whether it's declaring my love, but it's my love. It's my life. This is what I dreamt as when I was a girl. Finally, I had a family and parents that allowed me to dedicate myself to my most like, that is to help other people to tell stories, to get in other people, under other people's skin and other beings and portray them. I feel very fortunate to dedicate myself to what I like the most. I'm not too sure whether it's my love or my life, but it's very beautiful, I think. We all dedicate a lot of hours of our day to the work we do, and when you choose something that you deeply like and you've got the good fortune of growing and learning, and I want to answer your second question of being able to work, first of all, with Imanol Uribe, who's one of the best directors that we have in Europe as well, and with the great Edouard, and that we had fortuitously, we had professionally worked together in the past, and we had to enjoy us that sequence in La Piel Que Habito. That's the first time we'd seen itself face to face, and here Imanol has allowed us to enjoy very much of meeting and do a job which which was very deep, and listening and to see what we all what we were thinking. There was a lot of silences when apparently it doesn't see. We had to look at in each other's eyes, and we had to guess what was happening to the other person. It's great to have an actor like that who looks at you that way and who gives you so much. When you shoot with him and act with him, Imanol Uribe, I would like to ask you why deal with this subject matter again, and which you know very well that it's given you very good results. It seems to me it requires a lot of courage because of all of the people involved in the film, and that powerful relationship, which would require a psychiatrist to try to understand what happens at the end. Thank you. Hi, Conchita. In several interviews this morning, I was reminded that 3 years ago I said here in the festival that I would never deal with the issue of the violence that has taken place in the Basque Country. With the films that I had done, I felt very satisfied, and it's an issue that didn't interest me anymore. Well, I've fallen into the trap again, okay, or the lie, so therefore I'm not going to talk about the future. But it's a story that, not this script, but the subject matter, the contents, the consequences of this. I wanted to get away from the political side of things. There's a political reference which is well known, but to go further in depth into the characters, the scars that the characters have, the collateral damage when time goes by of each of the characters after time has gone by. But I said, so therefore, I had this in mind 18 years ago, I think it was between La Muerte de Miquel and my other film, Buana. I was looking for locations in Cadaqués, in Catalonia, and I left it in a drawer. And a little over a year ago, I was writing with Daniel Cebrián, the script writer of the film, another story that has nothing to do with this, and all of a sudden, we had to stop, and all of a sudden I said, well, let's wait. Let's have a look at a story that I already had in mind in a drawer. Let's see what happens. Not too much faith in mine, and we started to look and look and into it, and all of a sudden the screenplay has come out very spontaneously and very quickly. The screenplay, we started to write the screenplay in March. We finished the screenplay in June. The next day, textually, the day after I found Antonio Perez, our producer, I said, I've just written a screenplay that takes place in Andalusia. He said, send it to me. He called me up. He said he'd love to film it. And 4 months later, we were shooting. So therefore, this had never happened. Now, something like that never happened. We all know that projects take, in the best case, 1 or 2 years to set up and to come to fruition. But this came along the way it is. That's how it all developed and panned out. Here in the front row, and the second, we've got, apart from the actors, the Basque and Andalusian crew that worked, Goncalo, the DOP from San Sebastian, who's there, director of artistic production, so therefore the screenplay writers, also they're here for you. I wanted to ask you, Elena and Eduard, how did you understand those characters? And whether you've had to explore different to other perhaps characters that you've portrayed in the past because of the intensity and the intense situation that they both go through. Well, I think all of the characters that I portray are very different, and they have very little things in common. But as Eduard mentioned, an actor has to explore and carry out that exercise to find in the deepest of one's soul what is there, Elena can have in common with my character, Marina. So for me, it has been very beautiful. It's the first time a director has listened to me the most. Not so much when we were shooting, because he was on the go all the time, but we spent 2 months prior to shooting the film where we got together in Imanol's place, and hours went by very quickly. We enjoyed ourselves enormously of being able to talk about these two people and to understand them from deep down, to portray this person who saves, she's trained to save lives apart from her own, and at a given moment in life her heart starts to pump a lot of blood and she becomes very instinctive and she needs for the first time to make decisions and to do what she wants to do. Not only to hold a gun and to shoot three shots, but to do what you want to do. They say sit in front of this man and to talk for the first time. In 20 odd years since she was a little girl, that's the first time she sits in front of him and she confesses and talks and shares the deepness of that grief and sorrow. And as an actress, I thought it was an opportunity, a beautiful opportunity, and that I feel very thankful for. And within how difficult and how you said it was a pleasure shooting the film. I've never been sitting down in the makeup and the director came along. Hey, listen, the sun's about to come. I says, hey, let's go and see the dawn. And 35 people in the crew leave everything and they see every day how the sun comes up. Well, a gift, I would say. What was the question? Yes, how you explored this character, yes. In any case, it's one of the ones that have require a lot of exploration, quite. But I would like to say, in general, all of the characters I've portrayed, it could be this one, yes, this could be the one, when they say, can you imagine feeling and living, going through this, apart from the plot? I haven't killed anyone, but I could feel Santi, for example, looking for permission, seeking permission, and feeling himself very little to be able to live. Yes, I can feel that way. I can feel like Santi asking me permission to be happy. Yes, I could. I know what color that is. I can touch that color. I can see that color. But one dedicates oneself to talk about that small intimate side within the entire story. Let's hope that the plot and Imanol from the outset, he allows you to work. He's not egotistic or not like Tabrel, but Tabrian. All four of us work together very closely. He's very generous, and I think Imanol, and it's horrible that he's here, but I say it outside as well as here. The theater is human, but it's inhuman in cinema, in films, because it's very difficult. But Imanol makes everything very human. He gives it a human dimension. It seems easy and simple, but it's easy to tell a story. So therefore, accompanied by them, Carlo, and it's very easy to tell a story. And the truth is that when we shot the film, being a very intense and tough film, was very pleasant with the sea and the beach in the background, as a background, the sea and the beach as a background. Okay, I would like to ask the director, I'm over here, hi. I'd like to ask the director, how do films contribute and help to draw out a reconciliation between victims and the terrorists that appears in the media? But what does cinema, films contribute to this type of reflection? Well, I hope it contributes something. I hope, and that's my intention, I'm aware that it is an issue which is quite complex to address, and I've said, and I think it's a good idea, that I'm under the feeling when we started to get into the project, and then you let yourself go, but at the beginning, to try to go through a minefield almost, and to try and not step on a mine and not make a mistake. That's what it felt like. So therefore, I believe, despite the difficulties and being a very complicated issue, it's very painful for many people. It's an issue that makes people nervous at the same time. I've seen it in some of the times that there's a moment where the audience see it. But nevertheless, I think it's worthwhile to make that effort. I don't want to say anything specific. I've gotten two characters. I've gone as far away as possible from the immediate politics that go on, and I've gone try to go in depth into those feelings with these specific characters. And I don't want to be a model of anything. It's just I've done it well, accompanied at the same time by the entire crew, and especially in these two actors. Questions, please. Yes, on that side. Hi. Imanol, I think that you should continue to make these kinds of films because I loved it. And my question is for Elena. I would like to ask you how you prepared the character, because I loved the way you portrayed your actor, the actress, like Barbara Lenny by Carlos Bermúdez, the film by Carlos Bermúdez. It's changed things because there's a lot of mental illnesses, and to have a full, it's horrible to have a drawer full of baggage and to have to open it up and let it out. But I would like to ask you how you prepared the character, because I believed you from the outset. I didn't see Elena Anaya, I saw Marina from the beginning. I loved it when you picked up the syringes. I thought you were a nurse, and I loved the way you tried to kill someone and then to fall in love with that person and take care of them, and the reactions that were very human, but very human at the same time. It's a very full and complete film, I believe. And in order to finish the question, I don't know whether you worked with people that have suffered traumas when they were children, or what material have you used? I loved it. Thank you very much. I hate syringes and hypodermic needles. Anything that has to do with blood can make me faint immediately. So therefore, we have an extraordinary crew that took me immediately to the emergency ward. I wanted to start slowly but surely, but they took me straight to the emergency ward. So I took it on from the outset. Imanol was sick and timeless, and no, you don't put a needle in that way, you put it another way. Yeah, that was the toughest thing. Yes, of course. No, sir, but before this, so therefore, I wanted to be Marina from the moment go. I've done this along with Imanol and accompanied by Eduard. Daniel has also been there writing the script with Imanol, and I think very instinctive, I think it was, this character, which is such a mental and educated and trained to save lives, and she saves everyone's life except her own. And then all of a sudden, when she meets this man, she becomes in the most instinctive woman's role I've ever played, to follow that instinct and to turn into that person who doesn't think anymore and does what she thinks. And she follows that internal force that she can't control and she doesn't know what it is. I think that there were risky moments in the film. I remember a sequence specifically. It was another one of the sequences in my son's birthday. Emmanuel said, I want you to be on Mars. You're on the moon. I want you to be on Mars. Really, truly, is that with that woman who's talking about her son who goes to karate classes, and I'm on the moon. I'm supposed to be on Mars. So therefore, I've had an extraordinary director and excellent and marvelous actors, and many of them are here today with us. And how did I prepare it? I wanted to go to a very deep and intimate place, and I wanted to know what that grief was like. I had never talked to any victim before to prepare my role, but there's something that I'd heard that inspired me, which is how the fate is these two people that find themselves, and how life places us in places that will exceed fiction. Can I just say something and take a full advantage of the medicine side of things? I want the Hospital El Toyo in Almería and myself, because later on we'll tell the story about what happened to his finger. No, and also El Toyo, I talk about Cabo de Gata, where we shot the location where we shot the film. We want to say it has been a paradise, really. You can't dream of a small 30 or 40 people to shoot there. Has been a delight, and the people just went out of their way for us. Hi, good morning. First of all, I think that the film is very courageous, very brave. All of you are very brave, and the characters, I don't think It can only be you too, because you got right under the skin of the characters. And the same as the person that asked before, it seems that we people who see the film, we've got to understand psychiatry, or having felt a lot to be able to understand it, because personally, yesterday, what surprised me, there were a lot of nerves, and there was a lot of different points of view, which I thought it was great for reflection, to reflect upon the film. Different feelings. Imanol, why Lejos del Mar? Why Far from the Sea of the film? Where did the title come from, Far from the Sea? Eduard Fernandez, a Catalan person, to play the role of an ex-person from ETA. Okay.
Well,
Far from the Sea is a title that emerged at the beginning with Daniel. I'm not too sure that it was he or I don't remember now. The process, I don't know whether we had it at the beginning, but the title at the beginning referred to those years that the character Santi has been far from the sea. He's been in jail, far from the sea. And that's what it refers to. There's a story that they were in the film, in the script, and then that were left to one side as titles of the film, but the film shows us things slowly but surely that seemed to be an accident at the beginning, but they weren't so accidental, and they were superfluous, but there was a very specific story that took us a long time to take the photo that Santi had in his cell, Emilio's character had left in Cabo de Gata, where we shot the film on location, and that's where this film started, on that photo, and Santi leaving jail far from the sea. And then the photo went to different places that it sees in the film, and you can see it in the film. Well, we don't tell them why. That photo is at the end in the house, in the little house where he lives. So if the origin came from there, of that being Santi's far from the sea, and then it went other places. The certain amount of rejection, far from the sea is where Marina wants to be. She's been close to the sea, and whatever happened, happened close to the Cantabrian Sea. Now they were in the Mediterranean Sea. What happened to her? She was far from the sea. It has a lot of different connotations, but the first and the most important, first and foremost, is that, and as regards to Eduard's character, we had worked together in my previous film, or in our film, which was Piel de Naranjas, and he played a very small role, and it's a role that had very little, and Eduard got deep into the character, and I got stuck with wanting to make another film with him. And then there's a lot of actors that are here today, but I felt like wanting to work with him, and I said I wanted to take him on. As soon as we started to write the script thinking in Eduard, even before writing the screenplay. Well, these are some things that you see. Just like when we finished the version, I thought in someone for Marina's character, I thought in Elena directly. So quite often, the first options aren't the ones that you end up using. No, this was something that quite clear from the beginning and immediate, and that's the way it went. And then plus they got into the story started to grow, and we've worked together, and I'm getting lost of what our contributions, their contributions to the story, and so on and so forth. The experience has been very, very attractive. Thank you very much for the film. I liked it very much. And just like you said before, I hope it can be of use, and it's worthwhile. It took a lot of, you were very brave to put that on the screen. So therefore, why gave it such a desperate and tragic ending? So bad at the end. It's as if you said, well, it didn't work. Well, I've got witnesses here, a lot of witnesses here who can say that. Albeit I don't seem it, but I'm an optimist at heart. Yes, it's true. And from the outset, I wanted to achieve a happy ending. I wanted a happy ending for the story, but I wanted to do it whatever the cost, whatever it took. But Daniel said, no, it just came.
intentó,
it couldn't. We tried to find an ending. We were up until the last moment, and it just didn't come out. With those characters under those circumstances, I didn't think it was right. It just didn't come out that way. So therefore, and I tried to do so. I tried to give it a happier ending, perhaps at another given moment. I don't know. It would have come out, but it didn't in this case.
Bueno, por lo menos es sí, había finales perversos.
There were even worse endings to the film as well, but this ending is an ending which is suggested, quote unquote. It's an ending that we don't see. That is, I can't do a second part of Far from the Sea, because it would be a bit complicated. But it is a suggested ending. That is to say, it's shot what you've said, the consequences of what happens there. But I prefer not to edit it out. We've edited out the editing. I've edited in certain things and to leave it quite minimalist and very few elements and quite sober. Perhaps it's my age, and I don't know, maybe that's the way I am at my age. And I had a marvelous music, the music of the film, which is fantastic, by the way, Javier Ribol, because when I saw it edited, I thought that the film wasn't going to have any music, not because of Antonio's music, which was great, but because the film asked me to leave a lot of silence in the background. There's one final song by Javier Duval, which is on the credits at the end, and that live performance at the wedding. The film doesn't have a soundtrack, shall we say. We've tried to get, in addition, in the DVD, the endings that we've shot, because it's very interesting that you see. We don't want it to spoil it, so therefore the questions that are addressed, we wanted to make a DVD, the people that made the film, and I think it'd be very interesting for film fans. A question for Imanol. You said before that you've detected a certain nervousness that the film causes. I wanted you to go further in depth and why you think that the audience may get nervous or doesn't fit. Hi, Oscar. Because I think these are issues that are very deep. Over many years with a lot of people, and that have caused a lot of pain at different levels, and these are issues that it's difficult to even address them, but I think it's a very good idea. That's why we dared to leap into the void, so to speak, to talk about these issues and to show them on the screen. But inevitably, I can understand there are people that might get a bit nervous watching the film, that it's difficult to see what you see. It was difficult for us to confront this, to address. That is, it's very difficult to watch and to delve into those issues and that's the sort of nervousness I was referring to. In fact, it's going to be next month, it's going to inaugurate the human rights festival held in Bilbao, traditionally with the collaboration of the Basque government. I don't know what the department is called. And precisely, they've sent us a beautiful letter saying that we've been very courageous, and it's going to be a very valid contribution to the discussion that's going to be held, and above all, that they loved it very much, and it's going to inaugurate the Human Rights Festival that's going to be held in Bilbao. Any further questions, please?
No hay más preguntas.
If there are no further questions, thank you very much. Thank you very much.